The ISIL Takfiri militant group has apparently penetrated into Afghanistan and Pakistan. Special pamphlets have been distributed in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa's provincial capital Peshawar and bordering areas with Afghanistan, calling on people to join the militant group. ISIL has started recruiting small groups of militants in Pakistan. Their aim is to overpower Al-Qaeda and its Pakistan faction, the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP. Experts say Al-Qaeda has been on the defensive against increased drone attacks and grown military operations against them, which has given open space to ISIL to make inroads in the region.
Al-Qaeda and Taliban, it's certainly a wake-up call for them in the sense that they haven't been that active in the sense, or at least as compared to ISIS. They've been on the defensive. There have been drone strikes carried out on them and so forth. So they've been more concerned about protecting themselves, their assets, as opposed to actually going on the offensive as ISIL has been doing.
Al-Qaeda, on the other hand, has called for a formation of new terror station in South Indian countries to compete with the growing threats of ISIL in the region. While experts believe there are some conditional differences between both groups and there is coordination between Al-Qaeda and ISIL.
I think there is coordination, and it seems that if those conditions are met by ISIL, then even Al-Qaeda may be willing to sort of work even more closely with them.
But locals in Peshawar fear more bloodshed. They urge the government to take the necessary measures to protect their lives from infighting between the two big militant groups.
The innocent locals have been killed in the infighting between militant groups. The government needs to ensure safety of the locals while fighting against these terrorists.
The increasing influence of ISIL in Pakistan has sent chills down the spine of the locals, who fear to fall victims to clashes between pro-Taliban militants and ISIL. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Peshawar.